Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we had this. It's really beautiful. I didn't love the way it started, the 10 parts of Sukkah de Zimmer that relate to the 10 elements of creation. But as it moved on, it became more and more compelling, especially when you consider what Sukkah de Zimmer is. It's to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator, as the master of nature. Right? You hear it? So as the creator, of course, there's we're going to have lots of psukim throughout the certain prakim that were chosen from Sukkah de Zimra that relate to creation. If that's our purpose. You get a creation, history. That's what we're doing in Sukkah de Zimra. That's what we're doing in the Brachos of Shacharis. Right? Especially on Shabbos. All the additional tfilos that we bring into Shabbos and Sukkah de Zimra as well as after Baruch Hu, look at them. They're all really great. There's perhaps no better parak than Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos for this. Right? Marabu Ma'asecha Me'odam Ku Machshavosecha. You know. Right? I don't think he's talking about the events of the world. He's talking about the nature of the world. Okay. So he says, we finished the middle paragraph, we're on page 56 in the Siddur Vilna. Bekilos Ashkenaz ein omrin mizmo shir chanukas v'chein das agro. Now they still printed it in the Siddur. You see, it's there. We say it. And he says, Bekilos Ashkenaz. He means Germany. In Breuers, they don't say it. After Rabbi Shmuel, they go right into Baruch Shomar. Now what's the machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sfardim? Because Sfardim go right into Hodu at this point. Well, right. Why does Sfardim wait longer to start Baruch Shomar?
I noticed, but I don't.
So because in Baruch Shomar we say that I'm about to say the songs of David, right? Shirei David Avdecha, right? But it says Uvashirei David. Now what is Hodu? Those are psukim in Divrei Hayamim. They were said by David. And besides, the Hodu that comes right after Baruch Shomar, open up to Tehillim chapter 105. Yeah, see that too. I don't think this book has a Tehillim in the back, but Tehillim chapter 105.
I opened right to it.
Right? Is practically the same thing, right?
Hodu Hashem, Kru Vishma, Hodu Yogami Milo.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Right? You read your Tehillim, you look there and you see it's practically the same.
Mm.
Right? Up to a point. All right, so but it was said by David in Divrei Hayamim, and he said, you know what? I like this speech. I'm going to write a parak and tell him about it. So then Ashkenazim feel this is part of Shirei David. We should say Baruch Shomar before it. All right, Sfardim Mistama. Since if you look, where did David say this speech? Is when he finished preparing the raw materials to build the Beis Hamikdash. You get it? It's still part of the Karbanos.
The raw materials are considered
part of the... It's still part of the section of davening called Karbanos. You get it?
Oh, that's why they don't say it.
So until it's... Yeah, they say the Drabon and Kaddish and all the Mishnayas and all the Brises and everything, but it's still like Nistama, continuation of the... We don't start Pesukei de Zimra until we say Baruch Shomar.
Can you repeat why again it's part of Karbanos?
Well, David said this as he was preparing to build for the building
so
of the Beis
Hamikdash. Precursor to Karbanos?
Well, it's still in the parsha of, you know, Beis Hamikdash, Karbanos, you know.
So as Shachar is concerned, it's more connected to the Korbanot than it is to Pesukei de Zimra.
It's possible.
But it doesn't feel that way because of the separation.
Yeah, you're right. So what comes after is Romemu, and those, you know, from there on, these are just selected Pesukim, like Yehi Chavod. All right. Okay, so let's get back to this. So what's the pshat of not saying Mizmor Shir? Why not say it? Why say it?
Because right. You don't talk. Because this is after the Beis Hamikdash is built, and Hodu is before. So why would you say this?
Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. What is? I thought Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, right? So there's a medrash that says that when David was confronted with the sin with Bathsheba, that he thought that he God would rescind the permission for his son to build the Beis Hamikdash.
Right.
When he learned that his tshuva was accepted, that not only will my son build the Beis Hamikdash, Bathsheba's son will build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The son you have with Bathsheba, Shlomo, will build the Beis HaMikdash. So David, Nizmashiach and Akasa Ba'is to David. And you look inside, he's very, very pessimistic about his future here. But then at the end he says, but I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu will heal me. And right? Different questions of what's this bias, but the way I'm explaining now is the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore mm-hmm. it's still connected with this whole, still Mizmashiach and Kazim, it belongs here. Right? Plus, there's another purpose that Mizmashir serves. I, Baruch Hashem, don't remember any day I had to do this, but I do drink tea before I come to shul. It moves things along. It helps. I get up at 5:30 to start. I drink sometimes I have a bowl of tea. It's almost a quart. Right? So I drink two of those bowls. It's like eight glasses of tea before I get here.
Kind of tea. Cold, then.
It's just ginger tea, but it's without sugar. I wouldn't put sugar because I haven't davened yet. But I've, by the time I have that tea, I've said, Modani, Antisidayim, Mashiyotzar, all the Birchas of Torah, the Lokai Neshama, the Birchas of the Brachos, Hashem Asana Sechvi Bina, and Mizmashir Chunakasa Ba'is Ladavid. Because it says inside, Ma betza bedami b'riditi el shochas ayud chofa hagida mitecha. I'm not eating this now because I want to I want to enjoy myself before davening. I know I shouldn't be doing that. I'm eating this now. So bedami ma betza bedami. I need a little boost in the morning. I didn't have to do this when I was younger, but now gotta, right. So, but then. If you really have to eat something, like you have to take medication if someone has a heart condition, if I'm very high blood pressure, and then the doctor says you can't just take the medicine, you have to take it with food. Right? So Yom Kippur, you'll go the whole time without it, fine. But the doctor says you can't. If you go Yom Kippur without this medication, fasting, it can bring upon a heart attack. Have it, just take the medication without the food, fine. Right? That little piece is not violating your kippah, that little tiny thing. Sometimes you have to put it like under your tongue or something like that and let it dissolve slowly. Be it as it may, but someone on a regular basis who always has to eat a little, so I say, okay, you got to eat a little bit first, okay, take a little cereal, right, and let the medicine go down. You have to take it early in the morning. I might tell that person, daven earlier, get up, no, I can't. I have, before I start walking around, I have to take this. Right? So I would tell them, say this parak and tilim before you take it. And you daven. This is like davening already, midoraisa at least.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know, where do we learn that you're supposed to daven before you eat? Because it says, lo tochlu al hadam. Lo tochlu al hadam. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns about five or six different things about that pasuk. Don't eat on the blood. So the Gemara says, don't eat before you pray for your blood in the morning. So I did pray.
But why isn't what we say before this considered praying? Morning brachas.
It's just that this has a theme to it. This has a pasuk in it that really fits this. This one pasuk, Ma betza b'dami b'ritzil shochas hayotchafar hayagidi mitecha. What gain is there, God, that I should have to, put my life at risk? Right? Shall the dust praise you? I want to praise you. So this is what I have to do in order to properly praise you. Right? Okay, let's finish this. So v'chein da'asa grozal u'ledato af shari psukim ein lomar b'tzibur lo lifnei ha'tfilo v'lo la'achareha milvad shir shel yom. What is the philosophical notion coming through in this pasuk? You can't just say tilim anytime you want. You need a matir for tilim. You can't just walk up to the king and say, hey buddy, how you doing? By the way, let me tell you what I need here. Right? You know what I'm saying? You need a matir. You need a heter to say tehillim. What's the heter? Baruch Shomer. You can't leave shul without a matir. What's that? Aleinu.
What do you mean? Right? The admission?
No, I'm saying,
permission slip.
Permission to leave. You just leave the permission to leave, sir. Right?
Why do those two designate or represent?
Look at the prayers. They're It's called Tfilas Siyum. That's why in many places in Israel, especially, they do everything first, and then just Aleinu goodbye. Not even a Kaddish afterwards. Aleinu out the door. But I said everything before. I said my people of Torahs. I said my Yom. I said my whatever they say. A whole bunch of things. Then Aleinu. Sometimes not even a Kaddish after it. With Ashkenazim, maybe a different cheshbon on that. But the Shir Shal Yom should really be earlier. Shir Shal Yom was said by the Leviim together with the Korban Tamid. So the whole Shachris, Korban Tamid, you say it at the end, fine. But especially when you daven Musaf, it should be Shachris, Shir Shal Yom, Musaf.
Well, that's what the Sfarim do, right?
I think so.
He's like Sfar does it too.
Yeah, yeah. Shir Shal Yom, even on Rosh Chodesh, not just Shabbos.
I don't know. I mean, when I go to the shtibles around here,
yeah, they say shit. It's the proper way to say it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to chat with that. We once actually, for a short time, tried to have the Shir Shalom and Anam Zemiros right after Shacharis, and it was such a geshray. I don't want to make machlekes. But you're right. No, it's just really do it a lot because the davening should resemble the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just walk up to the Mizbeach and say, you know, I feel like doing this now. Now, why aren't we makbid on this? Because in today's world, this should be our biggest problem. I've got a classroom full of kids who, when we're davening mincha, they're shooting spitballs. I just, one time I did the daven with them.
And you're talking about older kids?
Yeah, these are juniors in high school. So, you know, much bigger fish to fry than worrying about these kids just saying Tehillim on the, you know, anywhere. All right, so if you're the Vilna Gaon and you have a room full of brisket Talmidim who are all on the level of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, so you can tell them, Chevra, you have to be careful when you stand before the king. You have to be, you know, properly dressed. You should button your jacket. You know, I always button my jacket before I daven.
Yeah, I see a lot of people do that.
So, what that means, Shema Esrei,
right?
Omid lefnei Melech.
Right. Yeah, I know.
So he says that after you finish, after tefillah is over, the only thing you're allowed to say is the Shir Shir Yom, because that's what the Leviim said. No more Tillim after that. All right, there's a Tillim when you put away the Torah. You say Tillim Per Kaf Dalid.
Okay.
V'sidur Hagrozal Nistar. The Imre Shefer Amud Nun Hezal, Hinei Lefi Nusach Sfarad Omrim Achar Hodu Lashem Kiru Mizmo Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Wow, V'chein B'Sidur HaArizal. So they do say Mizmo Shir, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't say it this early in the Daven. They say it later. Zel Hashana, V'heim Divrei Nefashos HaOlim B'Sod. Something about the creator. We need Solomi Aklipos. This is getting into places that I don't like to talk about. So certainly when we're on tape. Okay. All right. So he just says that explains why they say it later. Okay. But he said, look at Amnam Lefinusach Ashkenaz Shehim Omrim Hodu. Achar Baruch Shomar, like the Ashkenazim, who say Hodu after Baruch Shomar, not like the Sfaradim, Oz HaHoda HaZos, he b'mizmo l'soda, k'mo shekosav Rabbeinu. This Hoda of God being responsible for everything we have, we don't need to say here in Mizmo Shir HaKas HaBayis LaDavid, we have it in Mizmo l'soda already, which everyone says after Baruch Shomar. V'ero l'chein minag Rabbeinu, shelo lomar Mizmo Shir HaKas Kodim Baruch Shomar, She'en l'makom klal sham, v'mkoma hu mizmor l'soda. So why did the Siddur print it? Right. So the Siddur still printed it. And you know why print it here? You should print it later. So this is an important point to tell, is that this is not the Siddur HaGra. This is the Siddur Vilna.
Hmm.
They sometimes diverge. Okay? I didn't want to give you the wrong impression that this everything in this is exactly the Min of HaGra. Siddur Vilna is going to be very close and take into account the Minhag Gevurah, as does this. But so that, I think they just put it in out of deference to most Ashkenazim who say it here. And if it's not here, they're going to look at the Siddur and they're going to say, the Siddur is not for me. They don't have the way I adopt it. I'm not going to look 2 pages later and see it's there. I think, okay, I'll stop with that. We're going to continue. When you continue with the Dine Kaddish, right? This whole thing here is just some Perushim of Kaddish.